Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Arla, Perik Aleph, Mishnah, hey. Ilan, we have a tree, and this is a tree that's already 3 years old. Green light on the Perus, you can eat them. But Sheneker got ripped out of the ground. However, Uvoi Brecha, it's still connected to a Brecha. What is a Brecha? This is what they used to do. They would take a tree, let's say like a grapevine, take a long branch, and they would make a hole in the ground, and they would insert it through the hole in the ground. It would run underneath the ground a little bit, and then it would come up, back through the earth. So if I'm looking down, I see the branch, let's say, of the grapevine going into the ground, disappears, I don't see it running along the ground like a subway train, and then it comes back up. And where it comes back up, so there's like a new tree. But really, it's still connected to the old tree. So what looks like a new tree coming out of the ground is not really considered al pi halacha a new tree. And it's peiros and not arla, because it's really just literally a branch of the first tree, and the first tree is older than 3 years old. Aye. This new tree is drawing energy not just from its original tree, but also from the ground underneath. It may have developed its own roots, but we say no. We say it's considered a branch of the original tree, and if the original tree is over 3 years old, so is this. That's a brecha. Now, in our Mishnah, what happened is as follows. We did a brecha. We have a tree. We have a branch going into the ground, travels underneath the ground, comes up, there's a second tree. But Ilan Sheneka, the original tree, the tree that was over 3 years old, got ripped out of the ground. Uboi brecha. But it's connected to this brecha. V'uchayimimen. And it's living from it. So you have this tree that's out of the ground, but one branch goes into the ground, and it's connected to this other tree that's coming up from the ground, and it's drawing life from it. What happens here is an interesting halacha. Chazra hazikena lias kebrecha. Now the old tree, the original tree, that was more than 3 years old, is considered to be newly born. It now has the same din as the brecha. And what's the din with the brecha? What's the din with this second tree? You start counting 3 years. Well, you just told me I don't have to. Yeah, I told you you don't have to if it's still connected to a tree that's in the ground. Because then it's a branch of the old tree. But if that old tree is out of the ground, so suddenly the brecha is a new thing on its own. And you have to start counting 3 years. And the old tree, which is connected to the brecha, also goes back to square one. And you have to start counting 3 years. So another way of explaining this is as follows. As long as the original tree is solid in the ground, the new tree that popped up a little bit further down is a branch of the old tree. Once the old tree is out of the ground, so now the old tree is a branch of the new tree. But the new tree just became its own tree. So Sai the new tree and Sai the old tree have to start again. They're considered brand new trees. You have to wait 3 years before you can use the pears. Zok the Mishnah weiter, hevricha shana achar shana. What happens over here? Tree grows, he takes the branch, runs it under the ground, another tree pops up. The next year, he takes a branch of the second tree, runs it under the ground, another tree pops up. Keeps doing this. So let's say he did it for 3 years in a row. We have tree number one. If I look at this tree, I see there's a branch going into the ground. A little bit further down, another tree comes up. That's really this same branch that's running under the ground. But there it came up as a new tree. It also took root under the ground. Then I see from the second tree, same thing. The branch goes into the ground. He runs it under the ground. There's a third tree that comes up. So the second tree is connected to the first tree, although it has its own roots. The third tree is connected to the second tree. It also has its own roots, but it's connected to the second tree. And the next year I do it again from the third tree. Branch goes under the ground, a little further down, up comes a fourth tree, which is also connected to the third tree. So that's what the Mishnah means. Hivricha shana chashana. Keep doing this year after year. Now what happened was, v'nifsaka. The line between tree number one and tree number two somehow got completely cut off. They're no longer connected. So tree number one was already more than 3 years old. Fine, it's still in the ground. But trees number two, three, and four are now considered brand new trees. Until now, they were all considered a branch of the original tree, of tree number one. But now that the connection broke between tree number one and tree number two, so I can't say that tree numbers 2, 3, and 4 are connected to the first tree, there's no physical connection. That branch broke. Maybe somebody was digging between tree number 1, tree number 2, and he broke through the branch underneath. So now trees number 2, 3, and 4 become their own trees. And the Mela, let's start counting Arla again. So once again, Hivricha Shana Acher Shana, if he kept doing this year after year, slapping the branch into the ground, and another tree pops up, the Nifsaka, and now there's a Hefsik, there's a cutoff between tree number 1 and tree number 2. Maina, you have to start counting Mishasha Nifsaka. All the new trees besides the first one are considered brand new trees, and you have to start counting 3 years from the time that the connection to tree number 1 was cut off. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Sipuk ha-gefanem. What's Sipuk? Sipuk is where you simply take the branch of a vine. Before it wasn't necessarily a vine. Here it's the branch of a vine. This particular vine is already more than 3 years old. You pull the branch, and you graft it into another vine. That's Sipuk ha-gefanem. Then there's v'sipuk o'gabi sipuk. You take a branch from the second vine, and you pull it back and graft it into the first vine. So if I were to look down, I would see branches going from vine 1 to vine 2, and then from vine 2 to vine 1. And they're grafted together. So the Mishnah is going to tell us a chiddush, that the peiros that grow from these branches, even though l'chayr it's drawing nourishment from vine 2, which is not 3 years old yet, are not arla. They're all considered an extension of vine number 1, and that's more than 3 years old. Not only that, I'll tell you a bigger chiddush, says the Mishnah. Even though the connection between vine 1 and vine 2 runs underneath the ground, so there's more of a svar, it's developing its own roots underneath the ground, so it's more of a new tree, I still say mutter. No, I consider it an extension of vine number 1, and being that vine number 1 is more than 3 years old, you're good to go. Rav Meir says it depends. Mekayim shekoyche yafa mutter, mekayim shekoyche ra aser. A different mahalchim in the Rishonim, but basically, what's the koyach of this branch as it's being extended from vine and you're grafting it to vine 2? If it has a powerful koyach in it, so in other words, it's just getting a little bit more koyach from vine 2, but it's drawing its main koyach from vine number 1. And as others explain, vine number 1 is a much stronger vine, so it's giving much more kayach into the branch. So mutter, I say, okay. Even though it's getting some kayach from the second vine also, but peiros that grow here are considered an extension of the first one, and the first one is more than 3 years old. But I'm a kayach shekayach ra. But if the kayach of this branch is shvach, it's not drawing that much. Now that I'm connecting it to vine number 2, it's not just that vine number 2 is helping along, it's giving it a much stronger kayach. I can't just say it's an extension of vine number 1. I have to consider the fact it's growing from vine 2. And if vine 2 is not 3 years old yet, then the peiros are aser. Now we're going back to the din of the brecha. Remember the brecha? Where you take the branch and you run it underneath the ground? And it comes out into a new tree? Right? Remember the difference between sipuk and brecha? By brecha, I'm taking an existing tree and running the branch underneath. When it comes out of its tunnel, it starts growing up as if it's a new tree. With sipuk, I connected branches from two existing vines. So we're going back to brecha. V'chein brecha shenifsika. V'himalei peiros im hoisif b'mesayim aser. Very simple. We'll explain and we'll go back and touch the words. I have here my tree. The branch goes into the ground, goes a little further, and it comes up, kind of forming a new tree. So you tell me if the line between the original tree and where the new tree pops up breaks, so now for the new tree, I have to start counting Arla. I don't say it's just an extension of the original tree, which is more than 3 years old. Now, when the line broke, there already were peiros. Fine, but when those peiros grew, it was still connected, so it's not Arla, it's part of the first tree. Yeah, but it's already disconnected, and these peiros continue to grow. Now they're growing from the kayach of the brecha, the new part that came up, and that's considered a new tree. That's what the Mishnah means. V'chein brecha shenifsika. The line between the first tree and where the branch comes up broke. V'himalei peiros. The branch was already filled with peiros. But it continues to grow after it was disconnected. So im hoisif. If the peiros continue to grow. so that the added part that continued to grow after it was disconnected, b'masayim, it's a 200th more. So a 200th of these peiros grew from its own roots after it was cut off from the old tree. So then the din is asr, it's asr. Because this extra 200th doesn't become bottle in the chelik that grew beforehand. So if you have a brecha and the line breaks, quickly take off the peiros. Detach them. Because if you leave them there and they're going to grow, and they'll grow a 200th, there won't be enough in the part that's mutter to be mevatel the new part that's aser. Because the din is, Arla does not become batel b'shishim like most Yisurei Torah. Arla becomes batel in 200. That's how much you need. Same would be true, says the Batanur. Suppose Tamazai, no brech. I just have a tree that's more than 3 years old. The tree gets totally ripped out of the ground. It's not connected to anything. I replant it. Now it's a new tree. But the peiros that were already on the tree from beforehand continued to grow. So if it's going to grow a 200th, it won't become batel. You would have to quickly take off the peiros before it continues to grow with Arla. Okay, let's chaz over our Mishnah here. Mishnah, hey. A tree that's older than 3 years old, that was ripped out of the ground, but what? The tree's laying on the floor. There's still a branch coming out of the ripped out tree, goes into the ground, and it comes up someplace else, and it's drawing energy from here. It's still living from here. So what happens is, until now, we said that the brech is connected to the old tree. And if the old tree is more than 3 years old, there's no arla. But that's only if the old tree is in its place. Old, we mean 3 years old and older. Now that the original tree is totally ripped out, and it's only living from the brecha, we say the brecha is a new thing. And with the brecha, you have to start counting 3 years. And the same is true for any pears that are going to grow now in the original tree. If every single year you took another twig, put it into the ground, allowed for it to come up, a new brecha, so all the trees are connected to the first tree and there's no arla because the first tree is more than 3 years old. But if it gets cut off between the first tree and the other trees start brand new and you have arla. Can't use the peiros for 3 years. Then we spoke about sipuk hakfanim. That's where you take a branch from a vine, connect it to a different vine, and then maybe you pull it back, a branch from the second vine back to the first vine. The first vine is more than 3 years old. Even though he ran it underneath the ground, so it could be it developed its own roots over there, we still say peiros on this branch are considered part of the first vine. And if the first vine is more than three, these peiros are okay. Reb Meir says it depends. If it draws most of its energy from the first vine, and chanami. But if it's drawing most of its energy from the second vine, it would taka be aser. And finally, we said, getting back to the case of the brecha shen nifsaka, where there's a break between the branch from the first tree that goes into the ground and comes up with the brecha. So we said from now on, all the other brechas, the new trees that popped up over here from the branches that are coming up, they start anew. You have to count 3 years. What about peiros that are already there? Okay, if you take them off right away, you can use them. Because when they grew, it was still connected to the first tree. But if you waited a little bit, you have to make a cheshbon. If it grew another 200th, and being that Arla only becomes batel in 200, then that new part that grew, which is Arla, does not become batel in the peiros that were mutter, and therefore the whole thing would be aser.